Close enough.
What's up, goobs and goobers? Welcome to Unapologetic Live. I'm your host, Amala Epinobi, and each day I'm just going to come up with a new nickname for you guys, and today it's goobs and goobers. Welcome, Taylor.
Real mature
to all the goobs and the goobers. I'm a goofy goober. If you guys ever watched SpongeBob as a child, I did quite a lot. Taylor did, because you quote SpongeBob all the time.
I don't remember goobs and goobers from that, though. You could have done like
goofy
Winnie
Goober.
Hutt Jr. or something like
remember
that.
Remember when he does the song, he's like, I'm a goofy goober? The rock song?
No, that must be like later seasons that you Gen Zers watched.
Might have been the SpongeBob movie, but...
Oh, okay. See?
The fact that you don't know it is just really...
You could have hit me with like the Krusty Krab pizza song or something like that. I'm all over
it. Pizza is the pizza for you and me.
Bum, bum, bum.
Delivery! Welcome, guys. As you can tell, we're off to a very serious start on today's show. No, it's not a very serious show today. We're going to be playing... A game. Can I interest you in a game? We're going to be trying to decide, out of seven people, who are the two fake B-words... Just kidding. Who are the two fake people who got vaccinated? This is a game show called Odd One Out that is on YouTube. YouTube channel Jubilee, coincidentally enough, because we just did Jubilee yesterday. But this is a lot more lighthearted, a lot more fun. They bring together a group of people. In this case, there are seven people. Five of them are tried and true... anti-vaxxers, specifically as it pertains to the COVID vaccine, and two of them are fakety faker fakes, and they're actually pro-vaccination. And they're going to get together, question each other, talk to each other a little bit, and each round they have to eliminate the person who they think is the mole, meaning the fake anti-vaxxer. So who's the fake anti-vaxxer? We're trying to get them out. There's two of them, and we're going to see if you guys can figure out who they are. I'm going to try to figure out who they are. Taylor's going to try to figure out who they are, and by the end of the episode... we will have either been triumphant or made fools of ourselves. Let's watch. Here we go.
I'm anti-vaccine.
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 Ooh, lots of different people. Two of them are liars. Ooh. Oh my gosh. Very intense. Good job, Jubilee. Okay.
I'm not vaccinated. And
pause.
I haven't been vaccinated.
I'm going to pause real quick. Actually, let me wait till
and
they
I
get
have
a little
two kids,
closer.
They haven't been vaccinated.
Okay, just off the bat, looking at any of these people, Taylor, do you have any, like, let's just try just by looking at them to decide. I know this is not a good metric for deciding who's what and what their values are, but I want to just guess from looking at them who the anti-vaxxers or who the non-anti-vaxxers are. Who are the pro-vax people? There's two of them.
The actual vaxxers?
The actual vaxxers.
Let's look a closer...
Angry Duck, I see you commenting that you have the power to spoil this. If you spoil it, you're fired. I don't know where you work, but you're fired.
You will be banned from the channel.
Okay.
I'm going to say girl on the left is probably a pro-vaxxer.
Okay, the black girl?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, she happens to be black. That's not why I chose her.
I'm so sorry. That's exactly what I say about having this job at PragerU. I just happen to be black. That's not why they chose me. And who else?
I don't know. I feel like they probably threw in some curveballs on us here.
Yes,
so it could be like the white girl looks like she could be conservative, like blonde girl from, you know, the South.
Uh-huh.
But maybe they threw that as a curveball and she's actually from New York and she goes to some woke university and she's super pro-vax and trying to jab us all five times.
So you got the orange shirt girl and the blonde one so far, your guesses.
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to actually go for it being the guy in the button up to the left with the beard going on.
Okay.
I'm going to guess it's him. He looks a little scholarly, a little studious. He's a little studious student, like he would. He might be pro-vaccination. And I'm going to switch it up and go for the girl in the white cute little top who's nearly in the middle. She's just very cutesy, young, gives me lefty vibes, but I could be totally wrong because I give off lefty vibes.
Is that because she's Asian, Amala?
You know what? I'm colorblind, so I didn't even know that.
Do these people have different races? I didn't notice.
let me wipe the old tear dust down and see if I can check them out. No, I'm just going to go for them because, you know, I'm going to use the typical stereotype. Young, cute, pretty, lefty. which, you know, is often a stereotype used. So those are my two guesses. You guys let me know what your guesses are down below. Let's keep watching.
Either, and that's all vaccines.
The whole COVID pandemic kind of woke me up.
He said plandemic. That's a very specific right-wing word. So,
It's the caricature of the right wing that he heard about.
That is true, Taylor. That is true. So,
just saying.
Okay. At least we've got devil's advocate here. Okay.
It's like discrimination when I tell people I'm anti-vax or I haven't been vaccinated.
I'm a pharmacist, and when they put in the vaccination.
That's from Metal Gear Solid, the
it's
game.
Just, I love is it?
Yeah.
How many things are in vaccines and how much we don't discuss them in the medical community?
My anti is toward COVID vaccines. Actually, truth be told, the rapid test we just took was the first COVID test I've ever taken. I refused to take a COVID test. The vaccine was pushed so that they could rig the election.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a little on the nose. He had me there for a second because he seemed pretty authentic.
It's a little on the nose. He said the vaccine was pushed so that they could rig the election. I'm trying to think of logically how you could get to that conclusion. Can you think? The vaccine was pushed so that they could rig the election.
That's a.
But it's just a little weird enough to where I think it's actually a real.
He's like conservative conspiracy theories. Let me put this one and this one. It's like,
you know what? No, I actually think he believes it. Think he's not the mole, because that sounds like a legit thing that somebody would say. But
he sounds like he believes what he's saying. I will give him that.
I'm having trouble building the logic around it. But okay.
Is the volume on the video all the way up? Someone on the comments asked.
Let me check. I believe it is. Yes.
Okay. I'll bump it up a little bit over here.
Okay. Bump it up. Perfect.
I believe it was, yes.
Cool. Growing up, I got most of my vaccines. However, I especially did not want to get the COVID vaccine. The media censorship was the biggest start to me, kind of like he said, waking up to this.
We know ourselves better than going into a doctor who only sees us for a few minutes at a time.
You said you were a pharmacist?
Yeah.
Did you leave your work? You kind of implied that.
Yeah. With the increase of the vaccine mandate and having it required for the rest of the chain. So I actually have a family member that does work from home from an independent mail order pharmacy. And she got me a gig there. And since then, things have been pretty chill.
So you left willingly. They didn't like ask you to leave?
Yeah.
So I started as a teacher in elementary school, and they actually asked me to leave because it was mandated that you had to be vaccinated to be in like a group of kids. So that was really frustrating for me because working with kids is a big passion of mine. And the fact that I was fired from my career just because of a personal choice is like really upsetting to me.
Yes.
So that's why I'm very passionate about this issue now.
I was actually asked to leave nursing school. I started for a month and then they accepted my religious exemption and then a month into it said never mind. So
yeah, I looked out. Sus. I go to college in Oregon, and at first they were like, no, you can't come in here without a vaccine and everything, but I was able to get the philosophical exemption.
A philosophical exemption from a university. Okay, let's work around the stories here. I feel like I'm a detective today. Where were you on this day? Asian girl said, I used to be a pharmacist, but I willingly left my job to work at a mail order pharmacy because I didn't want to get vaccinated. Nico here says he got a philosophical exemption from his university to not be vaccinated. Blondie said she got a religious exemption for nursing school that then got redacted.
Revoked.
There we go. Better term there. And our boy in the button up said that he actually had to leave his schooling position or was asked to leave because he didn't get vaccinated.
So many lies. Wait, two of them are lying?
Two of them are lying. Two of the seven are lying. I still can't figure it out yet. Okay, we'll see.
And then they wanted to test me weekly, and I was like, no, like I'm not doing that. And then after kind of going back and forth, they were like, okay, like you're fine.
He said he wasn't going to get tested weekly, and then they were like, okay, you're fine. You know, if I had to vote, okay, because they're about to get their time out and they're going to have to vote, I'm voting for Mr. Longhair in the middle. That's who I'm voting for. Taylor, do you have a vote?
Yeah, his
philosophical
obsession. It seemed a little weak, and he said the least that like had any personal conviction to it. It was more just like, yeah, me too, guys.
And then I just didn't give it up, and then after a couple weeks, they just got over it. I've just also never heard of it. Could be so unique that it's real, or it could be so unique that it's false.
Who y'all voted? Spencer, are you putting polls on these? Because I feel like we should have a poll, like who are we voting for each
Except
round?
We don't know their names.
Yeah, do it like the Michael Scott thing when he's like, Beardy, Mole, Baldy.
Oscar, you're gay. Boom, roasted.
Describe them by their physical characteristics in a non-racist way, Spencer.
I love it. Good job, Spence. Keep at it. Okay, I'm voting for long hair in the middle. That's where I'm at.
Okay.
Real ED meds prescribed online.
ED meds?
The lowest price per...
Who are you marketing to, YouTube? Who do you think I am? Who do you think you are,
It's a very random ad for you to get.
It's a very random ad for me to get. Okay.
I wrote Ryan because in the waiting room we were joking that his name was Brian and not Ryan, and then I...
That's okay.
Okay. He was able to get a philosophical exemption, which I had never heard of.
Okay, she's on the right track.
There's no way you could get away with not having a COVID test.
Most people have gone through at least one by now. We've been like 2 years in.
So they're voting for Ryan because he said going on this show is the first COVID test I ever had. But I've never been COVID tested. Ever, ever, ever.
Wait, seriously?
Never.
Oh, yeah, because you haven't been like traveling.
Never, and I refuse. So that's totally logical to be like, I've never had a COVID test before and I refuse to get tested. So I'm not voting for my boy Ryan. I'm voting for Nico. Nico's out of here.
Ryan's like the guy at the poker table who puts the big bluff out there.
Yeah.
That's, I mean, that's how they're seeing it.
Yeah, but I feel like he's legit.
I could not believe that I got voted out first round. If anybody is the mole, it's not me. That's for sure.
Aw, he kind of looks a little sad. Like, I legit believe in the anti-vax movement, and you guys voted me out. Like, he looks like he's going to cry a little bit. Man, justice for my boy Ryan. Because the dude is anti-vax. I want to see what you guys said. I said I was going to do, okay, a little mullet mic. That's who I voted for. So far, out of all your votes, 42% of you said that you were also going for mullet mic. 30% of you said you're going for the Asian pharmacist.
Spencer. Large man, white shirt.
We told you not to bring race into this, Spencer.
Just an identifier.
15% of you said, or 16% of you said blue dress girl. And... we didn't even get all the characters. It's fine. Large man, white shirt, 11% of you said Ryan. Okay, let's continue because my boy Ryan is tearfully out of the game.
How has not being vaccinated affected like your guys' personal relationships, like friends and family?
I had to miss a wedding that I was really excited for one of my friends back in Indiana. She ultimately decided to ask everyone to be vaccinated because her grandparents were there, which I completely understood, but it was really heartbreaking to not be a part of that special day.
She answered real quick.
Yeah, plot twist, she was the girl who got married and cut out all of her unvaccinated friends.
Actually could be. She could be that quick, but it was like an immediate reaction.
Yeah.
I'm starting
she had
to
the
believe.
Lie ready.
I'm starting to believe her. Taylor's not, but I'm starting to believe.
Stay with her.
Yeah.
One side of my family refused to see me, so that was kind of disheartening. And I feel like people tie certain political views to my personal idea not to get vaccinated. I'm not... a right-wing extremist, which I feel like a lot of people are associating me with. I am not just someone who
legit.
Is not vaccinated. I actually have natural immunity. I have contacted the virus before, and multiple studies have shown that natural immunity actually lasts longer as far as resilience to contacting COVID again.
She's convincing me. Well, Miss Jenna, are you convinced, Taylor?
I don't know. I'm not good at this game.
You're not good. We gotta at least put your thoughts out there.
She seems like she's done her homework, but
the long-haired little man in the middle is a little sneaky sneak. He posited the question. Okay, so that's another like red flag for me. If you're like the one who's constantly throwing out questions and not answering them, philosophical exemption is a number two for me. I never heard of that ish in my life. And his little hands in the pocket body language is a little telling. Watch, I'm reading into this and he's actually like the most hardcore anti-vaxxer.
Could be.
But she's convincing me. She's like soft. She's sweet. She's like, I'm not a right-wing extremist just because I didn't get vaccinated. And in fact, it says nothing about my politics, which is a very reasonable thing to say. Let's continue.
The right to our own body is the opposite of tyranny that would normally be associated with that.
Yeah, I'm very libertarian leaning.
Heck
so
yeah.
My ideas aren't like funny. I line up with a Republican or Democrat. For me, it's just we should have the ability to, you know, decide what we want to do.
Yeah, and I just think it's scary too when
the government starts to say, like, they're doing this for your own health and their safety. And yeah. It's just funny, like, how all of a sudden the government started caring about your health. Wouldn't they have banned, like, smoking cigarettes,
yeah,
like,
exactly.
years ago?
Yeah.
Like, it just seemed like a lot of censorship, too, like, to not be able to, like, find any other information about, like, side effects. I have a few friends who had, like, some bad side effects, but you can't, once you post that out there, it's censored.
Even yeah. the VAERS report, there's thousands of reports yes. of people with, like, yes. vaccine side effects, and people pretend like that's not a reality.
Awesome.
And
I think I'm still thinking it's Nico. Now I'm gonna add in the black girl in the orange shirt, because she hasn't said a lick. I mean, a lick. It could just be like she's anti-vax because she's anti-vax and she just doesn't want some random stuff injected in her, but I haven't heard anything yet. I've seen some nods. I will wait for her to speak until she says something direct. But I'm between Nico, Asian girl, because all of her stuff has been anecdotal. She hasn't really spoken about any evidence as to why she hasn't been vaccinated. And the black girl, because she's been very quiet. Taylor, where are you at?
Yeah, I think I'm with you on Nico and black girl. Okay. I mean, that was my first call. So. Okay. Well done. But yeah, Nico, he kind of was like waiting for everyone else to say their things. And he was like, oh, yeah, I have something I could say that would make you guys think I'm one of you, too. So sus.
Not well researched enough.
It's interesting how they care about our health and everything, but they say nothing about nutrition, sunlight, working out, going to the gym, getting outside and being around people that love you and stuff like that. Like, that's good for your health. Instead, they lock us in a room. With like artificial lighting and paint and don't get sunlight and don't get to talk to people. Yeah, and then they put a mask on us, which is not healthy at all.
Nico was throwing out a lot of buzzwords. He kept saying plandemic, and I think he said jab. Very much so it looked like he was making a character and he was really trying to hit all the buttons. I was teaching first
Mason
grade.
Seems legit.
And a lot of those kids, because Mason of the COVID lockdowns, they had never
legit.
Had any social experience for the past
no,
two
just,
years.
No, just legit.
And that, like, that isn't detrimental to their social health, to their mental health. It very frustrates me.
What?
San Bernardino County.
Okay.
I was saying, I personally don't think that it's really anybody's business if yeah. I've been vaccinated or not. And I don't think that I should.
Side note, she's cute. That's all I want to say. She's cute.
Not be able to go certain places, eat certain places, or even enroll my kids in school because they haven't been vaccinated. It's just not, it's not fair, and it's like really nobody's business. It's my health, you know.
You said none of your kids don't have any vaccines,
no,
right? How
I have,
did that affect
I've never
them,
had,
like going and getting into school?
Well, they're 3 and 2
oh,
months,
okay.
so
okay.
she's they're not old enough yet. But yeah, I haven't been vaccinated either, and it hasn't affected me in any way. When I get sick for like 1 or 2 days and then I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm back healthy and I only get sick maybe like 2 times a year.
You said that you moved down to California?
Yeah, yesterday.
Why? I'm trying to get out.
Yesterday.
I'm trying to get out of California.
Yeah, no,
so why
too.
Did you move
yeah.
to California if it's so hard?
Good question.
Sure. Yeah, so lived in Texas for like 10 years. Then I moved to Oregon for school and then I got a job offer as an internship here in California. Mm. And honestly, like, yeah, all the mandates and everything I don't like, but I mean, it's California. It's kind of like that kind of the dream to come and live here. So
I'm trying to switch with you. I want to go to Texas.
Yeah, for sure.
Like,
yeah.
I'll take your old spot. I'll take your own spot.
Yeah.
Nico.
You're voting out Nico?
He's done.
He went to university in Oregon and somehow wasn't required to get vaccinated there.
Why would someone move from a more conservative area to a liberal area if they were anti-vax?
Oh man, I would have been voted out on this show. I'm like, yeah, I just moved from Florida to California.
To and work for like, PragerU. I'm sorry.
She's the mole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still on Nico right now.
Nico is under a lot of stress and I'm worried he might have a bout of myocarditis right here on camera because... reasons.
Heart's a little too large over there, Nico. I'm feeling the love.
Oh, man.
They're feeling it. We're on the same track. He's gone.
Busted.
And he didn't have a very despondent reaction to being eliminated.
He's like, oh, y'all knew it.
Let me go back to that. He was kind of like, oh, yeah, I got caught, whatever.
Bungalow after.
A little too smiley.
I've lost 25
oh,
pounds.
There we go again.
I've lost 97 pounds with Noom.
We lost 97 pounds with Noom. We lost a whole 115 pounds by eliminating Nico.
Nico's off to film his next Head and Shoulders ad. He's got nice hair.
Beautiful hair, Nico.
Steve Harrington over here.
If you ever watch this,
the mole
beautiful
is
hair.
Still in the box, and you'd like to continue playing the game, please raise your hand.
Okay, so if they think the mole, if they think there's still a mole present, which obviously I would still think that you've only eliminated two people, so it's not, it's very likely that you haven't gotten the two people who are actually the mole, they have to raise their hand.
Can I ask who everybody voted for in the elections?
I voted for, oh, you're talking about the actual election?
Yes.
Oh, I voted for Trump. Again, like, I'm libertarian, that isn't really my, I'm not a Republican, but he definitely was a better choice over what we have now.
What about everybody else?
Yeah, I'm libertarian as well, and I actually believe that neither of the candidates were good, and I did not feel comfortable supporting either of them, so I did not vote.
Right, I didn't vote. I haven't voted in like
2 years. What happened to your boy, Gary Johnson?
I felt really uncomfortable with
Gary Johnson.
Everything was getting, everything kept getting more increasingly cloudy. I felt like as the election came closer and closer, so I just didn't feel like I had enough information regarding either of them to confidently cast a ballot.
I get that. I mean, they're both really divisive, but like, you know, the effects matter. And like seeing especially what's going on now, I mean.
Blonde girl's looking real nervous. She's doing a whole lot of moving around and self-comforting.
Fidgeting.
She's fidgeting a little bit.
Both really divisive.
I've watched a few episodes of The Mentalist.
But like, you know, the effects matter.
Look at her
like,
moving around. Everybody else is standing real still.
We might not like either of the candidates. One of them getting in. And we got to do our best, you know, to get the least of two evils. I think that is important.
I mean, I personally voted for Trump. I actually worked on his campaign because I actually do. I don't like everything he says, but I like his policies. And I believe that he allows people to live their lives and doesn't try to get involved with all of your business.
Wait, so you said you worked on his campaign? Did you, you guys didn't have to get vaccinated for that or?
So that was a 2016 campaign.
2016, mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think he would have required it for the 2021, but I would worked at the 2016 one, okay. Didn't do anything for the 2020.
Mm. Asabi, I wanted to ask you more about your stance because we mentioned earlier that in general, you don't feel like it's anyone's business. We kind of touched on autonomy. I wanted to hear more about why you specifically decide not to vaccinate yourself and your children.
So I grew up very like religious, I guess you could say. And my belief, like vaccines are like a no-go. Like we don't believe that we should put like poison in our bodies and like we think that we should just handle everything in a holistic way. So
she was like really
I can't believe her.
No, I feel you like she was reaching her. That what, sounds what like someone who's it sounded like she was like trying to populate her head with the things that like she would think that these people would say but didn't have much ammunition. So just that's what she could come up with.
I don't know, I was just sensing nervousness, like this is how I feel, but guys, I'm having trouble. What are you guys voting for right now? You guys said, okay, 34% of you say it's the Asian pharmacist. 29% of you say orange is the new black. So the black girl.
Spencer.
It's moving. Okay, wait. 34% of you say the black girl. 32% of you say Asian pharmacist. 26% of you are saying the blonde girl. And 8% are saying the beard man. Whoa, who's going to throw us the left hook and actually be the one who is? It might be Jenna.
I'm sticking to orange is the new black.
Okay, let's continue. I think I'm moving my sights towards Asian pharmacist or blue dress.
Religion? Religious reasons? Is she thinking about this on the spot?
Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 2:5 says, you know, our faith shouldn't be trusted in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Exactly.
And so for me, it's like, that doesn't mean that like man has ultimate wisdom, but like what they try to push up, like this is what you need to do, like that automatically throws red flags for me.
He used a Bible verse for me that was like, okay, he believes in kind of like the same thing I believe in. Biblically speaking, for me, it's like you,
the self love shirt,
you know, Pharaoh's in those days, they were killing babies. And then with the vaccine, it's like, I just don't trust it because you're trying,
she's trying to keep up,
mandate something that could possibly harm or kill someone.
And as a pharmacist, like, I know how much big pharma puts money in. It's
constantly.
The left
for so long has been, oh, we're against big pharma. And then all of a sudden they jump in and it's like, everyone needs to listen to what Pfizer says. Everyone needs to listen to what.
Oh, maybe I am leaning towards the orange girl.
You're welcome back into this camp anytime, Amala.
I might be joining you. It might be Nico in Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
She said that she was very much into the pharmaceutical industry.
Is that what she said?
She kind of said she wasn't very political. And I feel like at this point, it is kind of a political statement if you are not vaccinated.
What?
Oh, Jenna got out. She seemed kind of sad.
The
mole is still in the box. and you'd like to continue playing the game, please raise your hand.
Oh, ad. What's the ad for now?
Join the six.
You want to join the six-figure club? I'm Ty Lopez, and you can buy 50 of my books, and by the end of it, you will have $0.
You need a majority vote, and since it's just the two of you, instead we're going to ask, can you share your suspicions? Let's air it out, and let's have a conversation.
I know, that's number one.
Yeah.
Just because I think he was throwing out buzzwords, like he developed a character.
And he also talked about how he didn't have to get the vaccine at first in Oregon.
Go to college in Oregon.
I was pretty confident it was Nico. I don't know who the other person would be. I don't suspect anyone else.
I think it was Ryan too, honestly. Because Ryan, when he first said, this is the first COVID test I've ever taken. I trust you.
You know what? What if it's Homeboy the Beard? He's very educated. What if he's just like a really educated leftist?
I mean, he could have like looked up that verse before he came in or something and just had all of his talking points planned out.
He talked about the like VARS study and everything. I'm so confused. I'm so mad at this.
I mean, just based on how she's acting, I still think it's got to be Orange is the New Black.
Yeah. But what if she's just like a normal person who just doesn't want to be vaccinated? There's so many normal people who just don't want to be vaccinated and just don't really have a strong reasoning behind it. Like they're not super studied.
Yeah, just the reason she did give, it just, they felt so wishy-washy and like things that you would say if you didn't really know what you were talking about, but trying to pass this one.
Oh gosh, I guess so. Here we go. Let's continue.
I do trust you, but you do seem very much like you've researched a lot.
Neither of you guys voted also in the election, you said, correct?
I think Bearded Man knows a little bit too much.
Just because I feel like it is so polarized.
I'm turning
on
everybody.
I'm totally with you on that mentality, but like just being around a lot of libertarian circles, there are a lot of people.
I did not realize he didn't have a hand this whole time.
Oh, well, there you go.
I didn't know that. I didn't realize it this whole time.
Representation.
I honestly don't really have a strong political view, honestly.
Where we are now in the world, it almost is a statement to not be vaccinated. Now it's not just like, oh, I wasn't provided enough information. You can go to CVS and get it for free. So you are kind of making a political statement, whether you like it or not, if you aren't vaccinated.
I assume most of us don't agree with the mainstream media. Or like watch a lot of that because obviously there's a narrative that's pushed there. So I was gonna ask, what type of media outlets do you guys
follow? The Daily Wire, Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro, Candace Owens.
I'm a Lebanobi.
Like the people I listen to the most.
The Daily Wire, I've had a little bit of because Ben Shapiro has really like promoted vaccines.
I disagree with that part. I like
Candace Owens, but
I've kind of gone on and off
of Ben Shapiro.
Or maybe he's just super.
I like Dr. Robert Malone, Hank Pecker. There's a lot of different.
Okay, never mind. Outlets
that I think do push a more like you should be able to choose what you want for your own body.
That might be a Proud Boy for all we know.
Oh, we might have to call the FBI on Mason, Steven Crowder, and Robert Malone.
Or he could be a fed plant.
He could be a fed plant.
For all we know.
He really could be a fed plant. Sometimes with these odd one outs, they're really good, and you get somebody who's like super educated in the thing that they're faking, and then you're like, whoa, blew my mind. And sometimes it's just very obvious and simple, like Nico and the orange shirt girl. I'm going to go for the orange shirt girl. I wanted to go for Blondie, and I'll tell you why I didn't. Because when she was questioned about working for the Trump campaign, she was so quick to say it was 2016, it wasn't long COVID and all this stuff. So I was like, oh, she was really quick with that answer. If it was somebody lying about being involved with it, I feel like they would have had to think about it a little bit more. But yeah, okay, let's continue.
She worked in the medical field, and that is an area where you do have to typically be vaccinated.
I think being anti-vax is a big political statement, so that looked a little off to me.
Oh, there she goes. Okay, she knows.
I was pretty bummed. I thought I had spoken pretty well about my beliefs, so I was surprised.
I like her, whoever she is.
If the lights turn red, that means a mole is still in the box and you lose.
The mole is still in the box. It's the girl. Look at her moving around.
That means you have voted the mole out and you win.
The white girl's eyeing her. She's smiling a little too hard.
Oh, yeah, it's her.
Look at the eyes.
Orange shirt. She knows it.
Yeah. Look at that fake little.
It's not me. It's you.
It's you. It's
orange.
I think it's Maddie.
Are you kidding me?
On the count of three, I'm going to ask the two moles to step out and reveal themselves.
Oh, gosh, guys.
One, two.
Nico.
Nico, go ahead and move forward.
Oh!
Oh!
What?
I should have known it was Mason.
Going into it, I was like, okay, he and I are in a...
You've got to be kidding me.
Like, we're good. He definitely sold me, so... Like,
well, I'm actually jaw dropped.
You called it.
Politically engaged.
I did at the end. So you know, I thought I was like, he's just a little too on it. Like, he's a little too good. Like, I was like, I feel like I could say anything and he would know exactly what I'm talking about, which is a little too studied for an anti-vaxxer.
But now that you say that, yeah, like Dr. Robert Malone was on that Joe Rogan episode that went viral. If you're critical of Stephen Crowder, you know about him. So he would know about all the places people go to get this information, and he could study the argument. So
exactly.
He was well-researched.
Like the day before you were going on this, you could have just looked on Google and looked up like anti-vax points. You would have found all those things. But to memorize it to where he was so quick,
mm-hmm.
I also should have known because he was really posing a lot of the questions and like dominating the conversation a little bit to where like he could control whether or not it's steered towards him. And that's often a tactic of people who are trying to be a mole in this situation.
Wow.
Dag nabbit.
I'm
Dag
shocked.
Dag nabbit, flibbit flabbit. I cannot believe I have much worse words to share after the stream. Oh my gosh. Let's keep watching. I'm sure they're going to explain themselves.
Whether or not people should get vaccines, whether or not there should be government mandates, that type of thing. I've heard a lot of opinions on both sides. My goal here was to kind of just be really subtle about it and to kind of just sow doubt in the vaccine, not really take a hard stance of like plandemic or like microchips, you know, that extreme wing, because I don't think anyone really here is on that, you know, spectrum.
Honestly, I said that because I was trying to get some points because I thought like if I say plandemic, I'm good to go.
Yeah, I'm a pharmacist. I actually was a part of the initial movement to vaccinate. I went to nursing homes, put vaccine in arms. A big part of my experience with that is just seeing how much of a toll COVID has taken on my fellow healthcare workers. I have people that work in the ED and see how tragic that is. One of my closest friends actually lost her father to COVID. There's a lot of data in medicine that I question all the time. As a person of color and as a woman, I know how much the data is against people like me being treated. But the vaccine is something that I've seen time and time again that I don't typically question. The data just stands for me, so I stand with it.
I really do understand why a lot of people are concerned with how far can government reach and what does that mean for the common people? Where do we draw the line? I think that is genuinely a super important conversation to have.
Well, so many media matters, he's like, hire her or something. She'd be a great leftist spokesperson. She's like very sweet and calm and very interested in evidence. She'd be
condescending.
Great. Only a little. Mm. Only a little. Not too bad at all.
People who are skeptical of the vaccine are either consuming that from certain media outlets or just people that are around them really pushing that idea. If we, as people who think vaccines are important, don't actually interact with them, they're just kind of stuck in that bubble. And that's not helpful for anybody.
I should have known. Wow.
High fives around.
I feel played.
I am Boo Boo the Fool. I feel pliggity played. You guys, honestly, I don't know what to say for myself. This is irredeemable.
Someone in the chat said, this dude eats bugs.
You guys are funny, y'all. You guys are funny. I will give you that. I cannot believe I didn't get this right. At least my like last ditch inkling was for Mason and thinking that he was a little too educated because I have never seen somebody so adamant about it and have so many examples. Like when he started going through like The Daily Wire, Ben Shapiro, Matt Walsh, I listened to Stephen Crowder, Robert Malone, I was like, you look like you just looked up the list of like the most popular anti-vax opinion pieces and those were the names that popped up. But even though Ben Shapiro's not that at all. Yeah, he just seemed very educated. But you know what? I got duped. I admit it. I'm goofy. And let me know, did you guys figure out who it was? Were any of you on the Mason... What's the Asian girl's name? Katie? Were any of you guys on the Mason Katie train from the get-go? Did you figure it out in the middle? Did you figure out in the end? Did you just not get it at all? And what is your stance on vaccination? Because I'm sure some of you are pro-vaccination, some of you are anti, some of you have been vaccinated, but you want everybody to have their own choice. Some of you aren't vaccinated, but you don't judge those who are vaccinated. Let me know in the comments down below. I think it's always good to have fruitful conversations about these topics. And while this show is fun and also a game, it's cool to see people discuss their viewpoints and actually... The most powerful thing about this is having people who disagree with you try to give voice to your viewpoint in a way that is convincing. And we would do ourselves a service to think about all the issues that we disagree with people on and try to truly best represent the person on the other side of the aisle. Would you get caught in a game like this because you're so incapable of representing the other side and you can't possibly understand them? For some issues, I might be incapable of being able to represent the other side on these things. And for some issues, you might be incapable. And for some, we may be capable. Let me know what your thoughts are on the subject matters and what would be the best subject for you to be on a show like this. Where do you think you would win and you would not get caught as the mole? On that note, thank you guys so much for watching. We're going to see you tomorrow, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. I'm so happy to share this time with you. And if you enjoyed it, please like, subscribe. Subscribing is the point, is the important part. Click the notification bell to be notified every single day when we go live. And if you'd like to listen to us, go to Google Play, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, leave us a 5-star review so that everybody knows that you love the show. And again, comment, which subject matter would you be really good at representing the opposing view of things? And where would you win this odd one out and come home with a whopping $200? Thank you guys so much for watching. I'll see you guys tomorrow.